Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, I'm Caroline Oh.
And I'm Arlene Weber.
You're listening to Parenting Adventures, where we bring brutally honest discussions about parenting to the fore. Now, in the last two episodes, we've been talking about the issues people face when they do decide to have children and how that doesn't always go according to plan.
And it must have resonated with some of you out there because we've been getting feedback, whether in the form of stories, comments or suggestions. And one of the suggestions was to talk about married couples who decide against having kids.
Yeah, that's right. I think for the most part, choosing married life without having children is something all of us perhaps blink twice at when we hear about it. I mean, we think, sure, it's really up to the couple. But it doesn't stop some of us from wondering why they made that decision. Because, you know, as the fairy tale goes, you date, you get married, you make babies.
Yeah, it's human nature to be busybodies, I guess. But we need to remember that these are personal, if not difficult, decisions that a married couple has decided on. And what was once frowned upon by society at large is now gaining momentum among many married couples, and they're tired of justifying their reasons.
Well, to that end, there was actually a book released in 2015 titled Selfish, Shallow and Self-Absorbed, 16 Writers on the Decision Not to Have Kids. And as you can imagine, it drew quite a bit of flack. But it also showed the world that there is this growing movement of married couples who are no longer skirting around that issue of not wanting kids, and that it's perfect. Okay.
And on top of that, there's a long list of celebrities who have been vocal about it, you know, choosing the path of marriage without children. Cameron Diaz, Ricky Gervais, George Clooney are just a few. And most of them have cited their career as the reason to skip having children completely. Now, here's host and comedian Chelsea Handler's take on it.
I definitely don't want to have kids.
Why not?
Because I don't like them. I mean,
you like other people's, yeah. And you have,
yeah,
you have,
I mean, I'm, yeah, like, you know, I totally get it. I mean, so many of my friends have kids and, you know, but I'm just not, I don't think I'd be a great mother. I'm a great aunt or like friend of a mother. I don't want to spend that kind of time. I don't want to have a kid and have it raised by a nanny, yeah, and well, I have the time to raise a child.
Well, you know what? I wish more people were honest, mm-hmm, and knew themselves as well as you do, because so many people have babies and don't do a great job or don't take care of them and don't really want them, just have them because they think society demands they should have them.
Yeah, and I think childhood was like heartbreaking enough for anybody. I don't know that I could handle my own child, especially if I had a girl, going through what I went through growing up. Not that it was so traumatic, but in many ways it was,
yeah,
in your own way.
But I understand, and that sounds like a very healthy reason not to have kids.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
seems like a reasonable take on the whole thing.
Yeah, it does. But for some parties, it's actually a worrying trend, and it's not new. In fact, there was a report that CBS News did some years back talking about just that.
According to a CBS News poll, only 16% say that people who decide to remain childless do so for selfish reasons. But while not having kids may be more socially acceptable, some fear that a baby drought would be bad news. Figures show that we're below the replacement rate. That is, the average number of babies the average woman needs to have to keep the population stable. The replacement rate is roughly 2.1. The United States is now around 1.9.
Bottom line is we're just not making enough babies?
We are not making enough babies, sadly enough. It's because anybody who has been around babies would be able to tell you it's a lot of work, and a lot of it is not entirely pleasant.
Why pose the question, why have kids?
I think it's an important question that we ask parents.
Jessica Valenti, who wrote a book called Why Have Kids, says there's a persistent notion that every woman, deep down, wants to be a mom.
I do think we run into a problem, especially when you're talking about women, when the expectation is, of course you want to have children, and not only of course you want to have children, of course it's going to be the most important thing that you ever do in your life. So you're really setting women up to fail in this way when you say they're going to bring you all the joy in the world, and when that doesn't happen, it can be really, really disappointing and devastating.
So moving the discussion closer to home, we'll be sharing two stories with you this evening, one of Olivia and her husband, and the other of Julian and his wife Carolyn. Both are married couples who have decided not to have children, but their reasons are vastly different. We'll hear from them after this on Parenting Adventures BFM 89.9.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to the Evening Edition's Parenting Adventures with Caroline Oh and Arlene Weber. The topic this evening is about married couples choosing not to have children, a somewhat touchy topic with pretty strong arguments on both sides of the divide.
So before the break, we told you that we had two stories to share from married couples who have made the decision to only have a family of two, and their reasons are completely different. We hear first from Olivia.
We've been married for 11 years. I wouldn't say it was love at first sight, but he did show some interest in me. So he started courting me. We started talking. So we started going out for drinks. You know, we would have lunch, you know, as colleagues with other people around. And I guess things started rolling from there. When we decided to get married, well, he proposed to me after going out for about 4 years. And then we took a while to plan everything. We got a house together a couple of years before, actually. So we kind of like decided, okay, you know, we want to settle with each other as life partners. We didn't get married for the sake of having kids. I didn't believe in that. I felt that if you want to have kids, you want to have them. After we got married, it was only a few years later that we kind of like decided, okay, maybe we want to expand our family. So we were both healthy, nothing wrong with us, always go for blood tests, checks and all that. Everything was okay. And we decided, okay, maybe we should try. We should try to conceive. And in 2008, I remember sometime in February, we conceived, right? And we were elated, we were happy, you know. I was scared, we were scared, but we decided to, okay, you know, let's see how things roll. Went for our first checkup with a gynae. Well, the early scan was still too early. The gynae said, you know, you probably won't hear a heartbeat yet, but okay, you know, don't worry, come back in another week or two, we'll do a scan. We went back, we didn't hear anything again. We saw the sac, but we didn't hear anything. And I was getting a bit paranoid. I was getting scared. And the gynae was like, no worries, you know, it's okay. It's probably still early, you know, some embryos may develop later, come back again another 1 or 2 weeks. And we went back, and again, nothing. And the gynae saw something else in the screen and then told us that it looks like this isn't working out. It looks like the embryo is collapsing. And you will have a miscarriage. And the news just hit me like a train just crashed into me. And I didn't cry at first. I guess I was still in shock. It's only when we walked out from the examination room that I burst into tears. Because we didn't know why. There were no reasons given. We made arrangements after a couple of weeks to do the DNC. We went in, got it all done. Everything went out smoothly. And I went back to rest. Maybe it didn't work out for the first time. We just rest. No rush. Let's see just how things go. And a few months later, we decided to try to conceive again. This time I was, my paranoid level was like at level 9. And my husband was like, you know, just calm down. It's okay. You know, we are here. I'm here. You know, we're both healthy. You know, we just go to the gynae and we just check it out. So my friend recommended me another gynae. And she was a very nice lady. She was very motherly. And I told her our history and she took it very seriously. She was like, no problems. Everything was still in the early stages. No heartbeat yet. She said, it's normal. Just come back in a couple of weeks. We'll check again. Went back there. Again, nothing. Went back there. Again, nothing. And yeah, by then my imagination was just rolling all over. I was just thinking of every possible bad vibe was just coming in. It was just telling me the same thing again. Like, this is happening again. And she decided to do a blood test. She was like, I'm not going to wait any more longer. Let's just do a blood test. We'll clear everything up for you. And we did. And the blood test results came back, and it turns out that apparently I had contracted some sort of a virus, which it doesn't affect the adult, but it affects the embryo, and it will terminate the pregnancy.
So this virus infection Olivier is referring to is called cytomegalovirus, commonly referred to as CMV. And according to the website nationalcmv.org, the virus is common, generally harmless to people with healthy immune systems. However, in pregnancies, it can be a critical problem when babies are infected with CMV in utero. Birth defects and developmental disabilities sometimes do happen. And some research has shown that mothers exposed to the virus for the first time during their pregnancy are at a higher risk of miscarriage, although the connection is not completely clear.
And again, it was another slap in the face for me because I thought it was something wrong with me. After that second miscarriage, I was just, you know what, that's it. You know, I don't want to try anymore. Maybe I should start exercising. Maybe I should make my body stronger. Maybe something wrong with me. Maybe it was too weak. Maybe it was too thin. And all that maybe started flooding my head. So I started going for yoga. I started regularly exercising, going to the gym and stuff. I wanted to make myself feel better again. It was about 4 years before we actually decided to try again. And by then, I thought I was like, no, this is it. I think, you know, I really feel good about this. I mean, this could be it. And we conceive really quickly. So it's like, signs are good. This should be it. But it happened again for the third time. And again, no reasons were given. You know, my gynae didn't even prescribe for us to try IUI, IVF because he said you could conceive. So you don't want to spend. I don't want to recommend spending that much of money when you can conceive. It was frustrating, it was sadness, it was anxiety, it was everything all rolled into one package. And I fell into depression after that. I really did. I felt like the world should just swallow me up. And you know, there were days that I didn't want to wake up at all. There were days that I just wanted to die. I really felt like I wanted to die. And that was when I knew that I had slipped into depression. Because the word suicide was just rolling about in my eyes, and I was thinking to myself, I'm actually thinking of that word. I'm actually thinking of dying. I've never felt this way before, and I was scared. I was frightened that I would actually do something that will harm myself. And I decided to quit my job. I was with the company for 7 years, and I decided to just quit. I said, I needed a break. I needed to love myself again. And that was what I did. I took a month and a half off maybe before I started a new job in a brand new year. I wanted to use the new job as a way to pick myself up again, learn new things, make new friends, new environment, and it helped. It helped. It took me about 8 months to actually finally get out of depression, but it helped. I had a lot of friends that came to my aid when I had to cry for help. I was crying for help. And the things that people would say to you, like, oh, it's only a miscarriage, you snap out of it, it's nothing. And these are people who have never been through it.
And people will tell you, oh, things happen for a reason, it's okay. But if there is a reason, can someone just tell me that reason? No one's been able to tell us that reason. I've had to live for so many years without any reason. I have to find ways to deal with all that sadness, to deal with all the negative vibes. Why don't you have kids yet? You know, you've been married so long. I've had people come and tell me, why are you so selfish? Why are you denying your husband to be a father? I had a family member tell me that this could be your karma. You know, maybe you did something in your past life. Words like that were thrown at me. And I was supposed to just deal with all of it with a straight face and just snap out of it. It's not possible at all. You can't just snap out of things. You can't snap out of depression. It's not like a light switch which you can just turn on and off. That drove me crazy. I was bitter. I was angry. I was angry at everyone. I was angry at myself the most. Emotionally, I was a wreck. Socially, I was staying away from everyone. And I can be honest with you, until this day, even though I've recovered, well, not 100%, there's still bits of me that are so broken that I can't fix anymore. I've just decided to just leave it there, you know. To this day, I choose not to attend baby showers. I choose not to attend baby birthdays, full moons, kids' birthdays. If I can help it, I'll choose not to, simply because I don't want to open the opportunity up for people to ask me, hey, so-and-so has a kid, so-and-so has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When's your turn? Why don't you have it? Why don't you have kids? Don't you want kids? I don't want to give people that opportunity to ask me those questions. Because whatever answer I give them, it's not going to satisfy them. And I'm just going to be compared. I can't fault them, really. I can't fault them. But a part of me just wants to slap them. I do. I really do. But I refrain myself from being so violent, from thinking such violent thoughts. We have decided we won't have children. We've decided to live a life that's child-free and that a family of two is just as good as a family. Some people will say that, hey, when you grow old, who's going to look after you? You have no children to look after you. But I'm not going to have kids and ask them to look after me. If I want to have kids, I want to have kids because I want them. I don't expect them to look after me. Yes, children are a blessing, and some of us may not have the chance to have them. But children should not be seen as a necessity. If you choose not to have kids, then you choose not to have kids. I try to tell myself, you know, I've got things that to be grateful for. I've got a nice job. I've got good friends around me. I've got a very loving husband who's very supportive of me. I don't know how many women experience what I have. And probably many of them are just staying silent. But I just want them to know that a family of two is just as good as a family.
Hear, hear. That was Olivia sharing her story with us about why she and her husband decided that the two of them would be enough for a family.
Now, coming up next, I will hear from Julian and Carolyn, who have also decided not to have kids. Their reasons, however, are completely different, have nothing to do with medical conditions. Keep it here. BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
Good evening, it's the Evening Edition. I'm Caroline Oh.
And I'm Arlene Weber.
You're listening to Parenting Adventures, and we're talking about couples choosing married life without children. Now, earlier we heard from Olivia and her story about how she and her husband have accepted and are now contented with their family of two.
We're joined now by Julian and Carolyn, a husband and wife who have decided to say no to having children as well, but for other reasons.
Okay, so when we first got married, I think we did talk about having kids, and then we said, maybe in 2 years. I think it's also because you know, we just kind of got back from New Zealand and restarting our whole life again. So we wanted to give ourselves time to settle in our works and whatnot before we started to even think about expanding family-wise. And then when 2 years came, we said again, let's wait another 2 years. And then that happened, and we were still not really, I guess, ready or super looking forward at that point of time. And then I think it was about maybe earlier on this year that I said to him, look, let's sit down and really talk about it. Are we going to have any kids or no? And that's when we both actually had that serious conversation and decided, you know what, we don't have to. And I think at this point of our lives, we really think we don't want to.
Yeah, I think also, yeah, before we got married and when we shared ideas, we all thought, yeah, I would like to have kids, you know, how many kids would you like to have, blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, along the way it was, let's wait for 2 years because obviously, you know, you're not ready for certain things or whatever circumstances. And then you add on another 2 years. But at the back of my head, I'm thinking like maybe I don't want, but maybe she still wants, you know. So maybe we'll... And I think she thought the same way as well till we actually sat down and said, you know what, I think we can kind of live without kids. It's not really a big deal.
What do you think changed along the way from the time you guys decided early on in the marriage that, you know, give it 2 years, and then what happened, you think, within that 2 years?
I think just different points of life, you have different circumstances. You look at yourself and you picture yourself 18 years down the road, you'll be over 50. And that's when you got to send your kids to college. And college education, I don't think, will get any cheaper. And yeah, I guess the idea that you're already 35 and you've got the rest, another 18 years to be responsible parents. I think that's kind of scary as well, especially in today's world. But that's just very broad topics. But I think there's so much macro managing on a daily level, like worries. Like, okay, you know, how do you bring your kid up? You know, how do you make sure your kids do not get influenced the wrong way? You know, one among many things. So I think it's too much to handle. Like, I can't even take care of myself. So yeah, I think we're just being quite realistic with ourselves at our current point of time in our lives. And I think having a kid is going to change all that, for sure. Some people say it'll change for the better, but I don't know.
I think at one point of our lives, we talked about, okay, so if we're going to have kids, we're going to have two kids. And we said we'll have one of our own, and then we'll adopt another. And yeah, as years gone by, I think the idea of having a kid somehow, not necessarily that it became distant, but I think it just, for me, I think at one point I did have that want, and then when I had that want, he wasn't ready. But when I had that want still, at the same time, I was still thinking about it and find it a bit, maybe it's a bit scary at the same time. But later on, then another 2 years passed on, and I didn't feel that kind of urge anymore. And I was happy with my family's kids, my friends' kids. I see them, I play with them. It's not like we don't like kids. We really love kids. But the idea of having one or two of your own, that's quite a scary thing. But that said, we know that, yeah, kids definitely bring you joy and all that. We don't disagree. We hope parents out there don't shoot us for what we're saying today. But to some extent, for me personally, I think maybe it's a bit selfish that I like to be still free and easy, and to some extent not be super, super tied down as it is. Our three dogs kind of ties us down sometimes, but we are happy. But we did say that if at any point of time, a few years down the road, we suddenly feel like we want to have a kid, we can always adopt.
How did you break this to your parents? And what were their reactions like?
My parents don't live here, so I see them once in a while. I think the second last trip, it kind of came out accidentally, and I realized, oh my God, it shouldn't come out that way, but we just put it aside. I thought, okay, yeah, we should talk to them sometime. And then this interview came about. And then I said, okay, before we go on air, I know they don't listen to BFM, but maybe a friend might. So I met them, we met up for dinner about 2 weeks ago, and I thought that was a good opportunity to tell them about it. Knowing my parents, my dad has always been the cooler one, and my mom has always been a little bit more traditional in a sense. My dad has always been a little bit more open, especially in the way that we live our lives and stuff like that. So I told them, I said, hey, so we're going to have something to tell you, and we told them. And it turns out that it was opposite. My mom was actually really cool with it. My mom was like, yeah, you know, you guys do whatever you want. It's your life, you know. If you feel that you're not ready for kids, then don't have kids or fall. And my dad was a bit, I wouldn't say disappointed, but he was like, oh, okay, I always wanted a granddaughter. So that was pretty shocking for us, actually. But yeah, so I think that went well. No problems there.
When I spoke about it with my mom, she was very, really, really very fine about it. This is, I think, mainly because of my health, or rather because of this blood condition that I have. It may or may not put me in danger, but I don't really think so. But I think she can understand that that may be a concern. And at the same time, I think my mom really gets me, and she understands where I am at, where I am in my life at this point of time. And yeah, she's really fine with it. And then when I told my dad, he was okay as well. He said, it's your life, do whatever you please. Even though I would have thought my dad, being quite a traditional Chinese man, he would have questions or, you know, get upset, but he wasn't. So that was good. It was quite easy, actually, telling both my parents, yeah.
So how about the criticism, whether it's from relatives, friends, or acquaintances even? Because, you know, in our society, everyone feels they need to say something about however someone does things. Have you gotten that sort of reaction from people? And what have they said?
Like Carol said, we're surrounded with friends who have kids as well. And of course, those who have kids or peers around our age who have kids would say, hey, Julian, when's your turn? You know, it's time, you know, you're not getting any younger. And yeah, it's, again, we gave the same, 4 years ago, we gave the same thing. Yeah, like 2 years' time, 2 years' time. But now if they ask, I guess we'll just tell them, maybe not. And some people give you, you know, some people tell you stuff like, then why did you get married for if you didn't want to have kids? But that's not really the point. But I think as well, all our friends are actually pretty supportive of us. So, you know, once they hear us out, they're pretty like, yeah, okay, I mean, it's your life. But of course, it's something to question. It's something that people would ask. It's an expected question, so it's okay.
You don't mind the questions?
I don't mind, but if I do mind, then I'll just go to less family weddings.
I've heard people say, but who's going to take care of you when you get old? And then my question, which I did not ask back, but the question in my head was, did you have kids so that someone would take care of you? You know, that shouldn't be your way of thinking, right? But obviously, I don't think they questioned that with any ill intent, but I don't think the reason to have a kid is to take care of you when you get old. Same thing, I think people say, why don't you want to have kids, or when do you plan on having kids? And they tell you things like, oh, you know, you should really get a kid while you're still young and able, you should try. And yeah, so, but for me, I think even though if I'm young or old, if I want a kid, then I'll try. If I don't, I don't. I don't think there should be any two ways about it. And then I think back about some of my friends who's commented when back then in the day when we thought about having kids, when I said, you know, we'll have a kid on our own and we'll adopt one. And then they ask things like, why would you want to adopt if you can conceive a child? And to me, it's like, why not? Just because I can doesn't mean I need to have a child on my own. I mean, there are lots of kids out there with no families. So I think that's fair. So I think there's really a lot of different type of parents out there. And there's no right or wrong way for sure. And in this day and age, everyone's a critic. Everyone's wrong. Everyone's right. it's tough. And I think for us, for me personally, one of the reasons as well for not wanting to have kid, perhaps being a bit cynical, it's really how the world is at the moment, or how even Malaysia is at the moment, just makes you not feel that bringing a kid into this world is the best thing to do at this point of time.
Yeah, I mean, they say the kids are the future of the generation, but then we're not actually preparing the kids for the future anyway, so...
It's just an old school of thought that, you know, that's what society expects of us. Like, you need to go to school, you need to get a college degree or a diploma, and then you go to work, you get a 9-to-5 job, and then you save up and blah, blah, blah. But why should it be that way? Is there a book of life that someone wrote and you need to follow this particular set of rules and do things a certain way? I don't think so. You should do what makes you happy, and to some extent, you should do what makes you happy and what you think is right. I'm not saying about being super selfish with, let's say, your family, or let's say people like traditional Chinese would say, oh, you need to carry on the family name and blah, blah, blah. But looking at things now, I mean, there's, in some sense, overpopulation in the world, you know, there's overproduction of food and all that. So yeah, why bring in another mouth to feed to create more problems? I don't know. I know that probably came out wrong, but I don't know.
You can't tell the future, but what if you come to that crossroad where you look back and you're, you know, that's one decision that you've regretted?
I like to think, like you said, we can't predict the future, but I like to think we won't regret it. As it is, we are really happy with our family, which includes our dogs. And,
We've never really lived our lives a very conventional way anyway. For example, we're kind of late bloomers in our careers as well. So we're always... I've changed different careers over the past few, you know, a few times. So we're always learning something new. We always have something new ahead of us anyway.
We do live apart once in a while when he travels for work. So it's become a norm, and I'm really used to it. Even my mom sometimes questions me. It's like, why don't you guys go on holiday or travels more often? And, you know, things like that. And I say, but... I don't know. We are still our own individuals. We don't necessarily need to do things together all the time. But at the same time, when we do the things that we do together, and we're happy, we're comfortable, so that's good enough. Again, like I said, I think there's really no set rules in how a marriage works.
And there you have it, folks. Two sides of the divide of couples choosing not to have children. Caroline, what do you think of the argument people always put out there when they're judging these couples choosing a life without kids?
Well, I think best not to judge, I guess. You know, everyone has a right to a choice. And I guess if you remember that it is a choice, then the question can be put to bed somewhat, I hope, anyway. Thank you to our guests this evening, Olivia, Julian and Caroline, for sharing their personal stories with us. This has been Parenting Adventures here in the Evening Edition. We'll see you next week on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.